Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
I always remember when my friend Tom asked me what our business did, and I explained that we own a staff training and leadership development company, and he pushed for further clarity. So I told him that we deliver seminars, keynote addresses, coaching, and now, thanks to available technology, webinars and on-demand training programs. And Tom asked about the subjects, and I explained that we essentially help people better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And Tom went quiet for a few minutes, and then he declared, "You know, I did some training like that once, but no one actually knew why." Intrigued, I asked him to tell me more, and Tom, who worked for a large quasi-government organization prior to retiring, went on to explain that his boss instructed him and a few colleagues to attend a five-day training. Tom couldn't recall why the training was required. He couldn't remember what it was even about. He said that after the 5 days were completed, everyone just went back to work and the training event was never discussed again. I asked Tom if he could remember anything at all about the program, and he went quiet for a few more minutes and he said, "I remember we were each given a case with 12 audio cassettes." Now, for anyone under the age of perhaps 30 reading this, cassettes preceded CDs, which of course preceded iTunes and other downloadable music files. I asked Tom if he ever listened to any of the cassettes, and he said he didn't. And after a few years in the garage, he decided to take them to the local Goodwill. And therein lies the tale of why most training doesn't work. See, humans have to understand the why and the how. You know, why are we doing this? How does this training tie into our organizational priorities? How is it related to the work that I do every single day? At New Leaf, our observation has been that a one-off training event, such as the one Tom attended, doesn't change human behavior. And we often say that processes endure and events are forgotten. See, for staff training and leadership development to be effective, project sponsors must be clear about why this investment of time and financial resources is being made. Creating a process around the training event, such as a pre- and post-seminar activity, for example, a reading assignment, a work-related application project, or a conversation with your boss about why they want, what they want you to get from the training, can help tremendously. See, time is such an incredibly precious resource, and sponsors of training and development activities have this vitally important role, ensuring that there's a point to what the endeavor entails. All training, to me, should have a measurable end goal. For example, will this program increase sales? Does it reduce costs, improve morale, increase customer satisfaction, reduce staff turnover? And I'm actually a great believer that any training and development effort can be reasonably and rationally measured. Fascinated by Tom's story, I remember asking him, "Did you really take the cassettes to Goodwill?" And without hesitation, he replied, "Yeah, about 20 years ago, and last time I checked, they're still there." So if you'd like to leverage the benefits of Tom's five-day training, check out the Goodwill just off Lyons Avenue in Santa Clarita, California, and just ask, because I think they still will have, a 12-cassette box on something vaguely related to staff training and leadership development.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.